One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
Okay, so ready for a deep dive into a place where history and hauntings kind of like intertwine.
Oh, I'm ready.
We're talking about the Shanley Hotel up in Napanoc, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And this place, it's a visual stunner, like picture Victorian architecture at its finest.
Beautiful.
But, and here's the thing, it's got this reputation, right?
Yeah.
As one of the most haunted spots in New York State.
Wow.
And we're going beyond the typical ghost stories today, okay?
Yeah.
We've dug into historical records. We've got paranormal investigation reports, even some psychological insights to try and really unpack what is going on at the Shanley.
That's fascinating.
So before we get to the spirits themselves, let's start with, like, the building itself, the structure.
Okay.
Built back in the late 1800s by this prominent local figure, Thomas Shanley. And get this. This hotel was designed by McKim, Mead, and White.
Oh, wow.
Ringing any bells?
Yeah, absolutely.
The architectural masterminds behind some of America's most iconic buildings.
Incredible.
Yeah, so think about it, right? Politicians, celebrities, all hobnobbing in these grand ballrooms, champagne glasses clinking, elegant gowns. You can almost hear it.
I know, you can practically hear the music.
Right.
But, you know, history often leaves more than just architectural blueprints behind, doesn't it?
That's it. That's it.
And that's where things get really interesting.
That's where we get into the good stuff.
Exactly.
Because when we're talking about a place like the Shanley, a place designed for like opulence,
yeah,
social gatherings, I mean, it's almost like the very walls have absorbed the energy of everyone and everything that's passed through.
That's true.
All those joyous celebrations, maybe some like secret rendezvous, right?
And the heartbreaking goodbye.
Exactly. And it just makes you wonder,
yeah,
could some of that energy linger even after the lights have dimmed and the guests have, well, departed?
That's the question, isn't it? I mean, it really does make you wonder, right? And the Shanley, oh, it's got some real page-turner ghost stories.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Well, the one that seems to get everyone is Thomas Shanley himself.
No kidding.
Yeah. Guests, staff, they've all reported seeing this distinguished figure. They all say it's Mr. Shanley.
Really?
Often near the grand staircase or his old office.
It's like, he can't let go.
Exactly. Like, he's still keeping watch, you know?
Still overseeing his pride and joy, even after all these years.
Something like that. But he's not the only one who's decided to stay on at the Shanley.
Ooh.
Who else?
The Weaving Woman.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of her. Isn't there, like, less known about her?
Yeah, that one's shrouded in a lot more mystery.
Huh.
Most describe her as this really somber figure, white gown.
Okay.
Her face. You can never see it. Just staring out the windows. Just this overwhelming sadness, you know?
Man, that'd give me chills.
Oh, for sure.
It's weird, though. Like, you hear about weeping women in so many ghost stories. Why do you think that is?
It's like, it taps into something universal, doesn't it? The Weeping Woman. She's in folklore, ghost stories all over the world. It's this timeless image, you know?
Mm.
Grief, loss. It goes beyond any one time or place.
That's true.
Makes you think, right? Is the Shanley's Weeping Woman tied to some specific event, some heartbroken soul who can't move on? Or is it just like hardwired in us to see her that way?
Mm.
That we just connect sadness with that image.
Like our brains fill in the blanks. We can't help but try and explain the unexplainable. But okay, the Shanley's not all ghostly figures, right?
Right.
People hear stuff too, right?
Oh yeah, tons of reports about that. Guests talk about these strange sounds all the time, like footsteps when there's no one there.
Oh, classic.
Whispers coming from like thin air, doors slamming shut for no reason.
I mean, it's classic haunted house stuff.
It is.
But with the Shanley, it's like with how often people report it, it's less, oh, that's a spooky story, and more like, wait a second, what if this is real?
Exactly. And it's these reports, these consistent stories that have gotten the attention of, you know, those paranormal investigator types for years.
Yeah, like those TV shows. Didn't Ghost Hunters go there?
They did. Ghost Hunters, Paranormal Lockdown, a bunch of them. And yeah, okay, reality TV, you got to take it with a grain of salt or two.
For sure.
But some of the stuff they found is interesting, to say the least.
Okay, what?
Well, they caught EVPs.
EVPs.
Yeah, electronic voice phenomena, you know, where you get voices or sounds on recordings, but they're, well, thought to be paranormal, not from any normal source.
Right, right.
And at the Shanley, some of those recordings, they seem to have whispers saying the hotel's name.
Get out of here.
Yeah, so it's like, whatever's there, it's trying to, I don't know, identify itself, reach out.
Spooky. And what about those cold spots people always talk about? Doesn't that happen a lot there too?
Oh yeah, all the time. Those sudden temperature drops.
Yeah.
Super common in ghost stories and at the Shanley. It's like instant goosebumps.
It's one thing to hear about it, but to actually feel that coldness.
Right. Like something unseen just brushed past you.
Exactly.
Chilling. And then you've got the reports of stuff moving on its own. Things changing places without explanation.
I mean, some of it could be for TV, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Some could be staged, yeah.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Local teams, the ones who investigate just because they're interested, they say the same stuff happens, even without the cameras around.
So how do we make sense of all this? The stories, the experiences?
That is the $1 million question, isn't it?
It really is.
Luckily, we've got some theories to dig into.
There are
some theories, yeah. So one that some people find really compelling is residual energy.
Okay, yeah. Like what we were talking about earlier.
Exactly. It's like emotions, big events, even just everyday stuff. It can all kind of get absorbed into a place, right?
Oh, okay.
And it just hangs around. Psychic residue, almost.
So, like, imagine a tape recorder, but for feelings instead of sounds.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
And if something really intense happens, something traumatic.
Yeah.
That energy is probably going to stick around.
Yeah.
You know? Replaying itself over and over.
Yeah.
Like Ghost in the Machine, literally.
Makes you think about the Weeping Woman.
Exactly.
If she's tied to something tragic, maybe it's the sadness from that we're seeing.
Could be. But then we've got the theory of intelligent hauntings, That's a whole other can of worms.
Okay, how so?
Well, this theory says it's not just echoes, you know? It's not just leftover energy playing on a loop.
It's something more.
Yeah, like actual entities.
Mm-hmm.
Conscious spirits, maybe.
Yeah.
Those who've crossed over or are stuck somehow.
And if that's true,
yeah,
those EVPs with the hotel name, that's them trying to talk to us.
Maybe. Maybe. It's been the million-dollar question for, like, ever in this field, right? What are they trying to say?
Yeah.
Is it just, hey, I'm here? Or is it something deeper? We don't know.
We might never know.
And then you got to factor in the power of suggestion. Can't discount that.
What do you mean?
Well, think about it. The Shanley. All those stories, all that history,
mm-hmm.
it primes you.
You know? Sets the scene. Like watching a scary movie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know it's not real, but it still gets under your skin, right? So we go to a place like the Shanley, expecting spooky stuff. Maybe we're more likely to see it, even if it's not really there or not what we think.
Our minds playing tricks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We see what we want to see, hear what we want to hear. It's human nature, really.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. With all the theories,
yeah.
all the explanations, the Shanley Hotel, it's still a mystery. We can dig into the history, analyze every little thing.
Yep.
But some questions,
yep.
they just don't have answers.
And maybe that's okay. Maybe that's part of what makes it so fascinating, right?
Could be.
So we've journeyed through the Shanley's glamorous beginnings, those opulent beginnings, explored its ghost stories, a weeping woman, Thomas Shanley himself, all of it. We've even tried to make sense of it all, theories, psychology, all that good stuff. But at the end of the day, it seems like the Shanley Hotel, it leaves us with more questions than answers. And it makes you think, doesn't it?
It really does.
That's it for our deep dive into the Shanley Hotel. What did you think? Have you ever experienced anything like this? Let us know. And be sure to check out the show notes for more information, photos, even some of those creepy EVPs. Until next time, keep exploring and stay curious.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.com. KSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to KOSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to KOSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at KOSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to KOSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to KOSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at KOSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to KOSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to KOSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at KOSI.org.